Now it's my great pleasure to welcome Charles Tack back to Many Rivers Books and Tea. Over the years, he has given almost as many talks as Jim, who I think probably holds the record for talks here at Many Rivers. But Charles is no less esteemed and honored here in our store, and we are delighted to welcome him back to speak about a subject that I know is close to his heart, enhancing intuition using the I Ching. Please join me in welcoming Charles Tack.
Hi. Thanks, guys, for coming. This is a bookstore, but in an alternate reality, this is also a bus stop. This is the Many Rivers bus stop, and the bus has just pulled up right out here, and I've gotten out of the bus, and I am the ticket taker, and you have a choice of which ticket you want to buy for the bus tour. We're going to start here and end here in our hour or so. You can buy a D ticket. The D tickets are for if you're determined to learn about the I Ching. You don't know a whole lot. Okay? So you, by the way, you have to pick one of these. They're all the same price. Yeah. The C ticket is if you're for comparison. And if you're here to compare the I Ching to the spiritual disciplines that you know, that's the ticket to buy for yourself. The B ticket is for belonging. And that is if you're here because you like to be around spiritual people. And it doesn't really matter what your topic, what the topic is, which you're just here for that. And then the A ticket is for anything else. Or for adventure. You could call it for adventure, where you're here to you're here to suspend belief about what you know and bring yourself to this and open to whatever happens. Okay? So, has everyone made a choice? By the way, you can change prices, you can change tickets at any point during the talk. But I want you to imagine that you're, it's kind of a fun thing, but the point is to think about how why you're here. What did you come for? And I've come to these talks for all kinds of reasons. All of those, for sure. And it influenced how I was here in the group. So, and actually it would help me also to know some of where you're coming from, because then I can speak to it. In particular, if you bought a D ticket, I'd like to know that, because then I can speak more specifically about the I Ching for those who bought a D ticket. So anybody bought a D ticket? 1, 2, 3, okay. All right, so good.
Several.
What?
I bought A sounds pretty good too.
Okay, right. Well, it helps me to know, because then I can cater the talk depending on what you're coming from. So, Randall, you're coming with some experience with the I Ching. I'm sorry.
No.
No. Okay. All right. And John? Did I get your name right, Randall? And John, do you have some? You have some.
You know, Chinese philosophies.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So let me tell you a little bit about where I started with the I Ching and then where I am now in my studying. I was in a place about 30 years ago where I was really lost. I was in a really conventional life. Didn't have any idea what I was doing, and my marriage was falling apart and my work life was falling apart, and I have no understanding of why that was working, and I turned to the I Ching. Li Qing wasn't helpful at all. No, I'm just kidding. Li Qing was.
You nailed it, but you didn't believe it.
I think Li Qing nailed it, but I didn't understand it.
Okay.
Because I was studying this book, Wilhelm Version, which was really hard to understand. So, intervening years, I started studying it, and actually, I started studying this book, which is actually a pretty good book for beginners, the I Ching workbook. And Jim and I also agree that this is an excellent book for beginners for the I Ching. But that wasn't available 30 years ago. So, fast forward, and I want to tell you a little bit now about what why I study the I Ching now, and that is I actually, well, let me say that I did have enhancing intuition was important to me, because when I was in that tumult, I had no sense of what was right and what was wrong, and my reasoning mind was putting everything in a certain category that didn't make any sense, and my intuition was totally, you know, out the window. So I realized that over time I got to see that because I sensed that there was something wrong, my intuition was working, at least to a certain extent. But I couldn't put my finger on why or what the underlying issues were. So fast forward to the last few years, and I want to talk about the enhancing intuition in a particular context, and that is in Taoism. There's following and going with the flow of Tao. And we can't really know what the Tao is, but there is a way of feeling into what seems like the right thing to do. I believe that the I Ching, which actually technically is called Yi Jing, can actually help with approximations. What?
I was just looking at the Yi Jing on that.
Oh, yeah, that's
I
right.
I
didn't
know what it was.
Yeah, that's the technical right, correct pronunciation, Yi Jing. Another way of looking, so the Yi Jing can actually help with approximations of following Tao in your life by through readings. Another way of talking about that is in Jungian terms. And that is that there's a self and there's an ego, and there's a relationship between self and ego. The Yi Jing, in certain translations, in particular, will help you get more clear about when you're coming from ego or a part of yourself versus when you're coming from self, which is a sense of your wholeness and connection to the divine. These are my definitions and not necessarily thoroughly vetted, but that's where I go with them. Robert Johnson, the author, said he calls it following the slender thread of your life or the slender thread of your soul. So today, in the last few years, the focus has been on what's calling me in this way or that way, you know, that, you know, to be crude about it. Because what's calling is actually there's a deeper calling that's that's more invisible and attuned to something besides what we see on the surface. So let me give you an example. And by the way, this is a, there's a lot of space for answering questions and bringing comments in, so feel free to, you know, bring your thoughts with you. So I spent the summer on the East Coast and was doing a bit of soul searching. It was kind of a mini vision quest for myself, although modified because I was in the world. And I'd spent 2 months in New England, and I was visiting my sister in Virginia when I had to decide whether to return to New England or to come back to California. My mind concluded that returning to New England was more appropriate because I wasn't done with my vacation. I wasn't done with having fun, and I really wasn't ready to come back to California. And I had lots of other reasons, a good place to live. My a friend was there. The only commitment I had was this talk, to come back for this talk, so I didn't have to get back here right away. This is early September. So I'm going along, but I have this little weird inkling that something, I don't know what, is cooking there. And I wonder, what do I do? Should I go back to Massachusetts or California? So I asked the I Ching, and I asked the I Ching about going back to Massachusetts, and I got a reading that suggested that my mind and all of the words that I was thinking were keeping me from noticing what was true. And I'm pretty good at that. I've done that before, where I think I know what the right thing to do is. And of course I was shocked because I'm kind of leaning in that direction. And I said, okay, so then what about moving? What about returning to California? Even though I have an extra month that I can play around. And the reading I got there was, how do I paraphrase it? That you're in such harmony with what's true that you would draw other people to you to and support in the way that you support them. So that was a clear difference between those two options and the one to come back to California earlier than I had expected was the suggestion, you know, the inclination of the I Ching. Now, for the next couple days, I hemmed and hawed about it because there were parts of me, ego parts of me, that were saying, well, wait a minute, and had lots of reasons why California was the better option. But eventually, over time and conversation and inner discerning, they lined up to coming back to California. So I tell that partially because there's a point where you're asking a question about what's your Tao, what's calling you, what's your soul calling you to do, and the I Ching is like an old wise being, I see it as an old man. Jim sees it as an old woman, which I love. Mm-hmm. Both of them as a being that you talk to and have a conversation with, and there's no right answer about any of this stuff, but. Although someone would argue that, there's no right answer. Robert Johnson, who talks about slender threads, he's a 93-year-old Jungian analyst who's written wonderful books and just wonderful man. He in his memoir, he said that the slender thread, there is always one slender thread for each of us. There's always one choice that's the right choice. which had me question that. At the same time, my study of the I Ching has been attending to what's the slender thread calling. So returning to California is what I did, and I don't know if we can ever know, but we can justify, we can often in our minds justify the choices that we make. And there are sometimes intuitions or inklings or little synchronistic happenings that suggest that, you know, it's reinforcing that those choices.
If you're not confused about anything in particular, is the I Ching something you can just study on its own without looking to it to give you direction?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, there are ways to do that, and as long as you're asked that specific question, one way to learn about the wisdom of the I Ching and the wisdom of following Tao is to use the I Ching regularly to ask, what is my Tao today, or what is my Tao this week? Get a reading, and after that day or after that week, look back on the week. I'd suggest starting with a weekly thing if you haven't done it before, once a week. One of these guys that really got into it after this talk actually recently has been doing it at once a week, and now he buys all kinds of translations and he's reading all of them. He's become a real advocate. But he asks a question once a week, what's my Tao for the week? And he gets a reading for the week. And then at the end of that week, I think he does it every Sunday. So at the end of the week on Sunday, he looks back on the week and the reading and sees if he can make some, learn something from that. And then he asks the question for the next week. It's an excellent way, wouldn't you say? Jim does it you've done it every day.
There were several years where I did it daily.
Daily.
Where I asked, what does the... what can I learn from this day? Right. And at the end of the day, I would look at the reading. And what happened was I began to see more clearly what the images of the I Ching were referring to. Because the I Ching often is, the writing of the I Ching is often in images. Right. And when you first read it, those images can be a little puzzling, right, because culturally, we're not very closely related to a lot of these images. But by doing it on a daily basis, I was able to see patterns, like when certain things happen in my life, you know, then this kind of image, it would be reflected in that kind of image in the I Ching, you know, like, and so that, and it happened slowly. I didn't have, you know, there wasn't like this day when I said, oh, I've got the I Ching. But over time, I could open the I Ching and feel that a more companionable relationship to it. So, by asking the same question each time, that's the key. At least for me, that was the key. You know, like, and being open about it, what does the day after offer? I had a weekly basis. That sounds good. You know, like, and then you look over the whole week.
Yeah.
And you see, then you start getting a feeling of what does a horse mean? What does a dragon mean? What does a lake mean,
what
those,
you know,
like those kinds of
things. Yeah. Is that addressing your question? Mm-hmm. So it has become for me a study too in that sense, is what one of the other goals or one of the other ways of for me following Tao is my interest is in embodying the hexagrams as the changes take place in life. And so can I know when I'm, for instance, ahead of myself, which was often the case, and our culture supports being ahead of yourself because just do it is the, you know, one of the main focuses on this culture. Behind myself or overwhelmed by, you know, underground or underwater, or just thinking too much above myself, and that's where the reading I got for going back to Massachusetts was you're thinking rather than feeling into yourself. So I've come to a feeling of being, of when I'm ahead of myself, and or behind, or bogged down, and often the I Ching will reinforce or support my own knowing. But sometimes it'll be contrary to what I'm going because of, excuse me, my patterns. And that's a whole nother thing, is that we can think that we're following our intuition, but it's actually an old pattern that we've been cultivating for a long time. Of course, no one in this room has those kinds of patterns, but I will tell you a story about a recent client. He's an older man, came for a reading, and he's been in this relationship with this young, not young woman, a woman about his age, you know, they're both about the same age, in 60s, and they've been having a great time together, 3 to 6 months, you know, great, you know, new relationship, and he said, and he's looking for not a life partner, but a rest of life partner. So, is she the rest of life partner? And so he comes in and he says, she has a house, and she offered to have me move in at a certain point down the road, downstairs, where I would have the downstairs, she'd have the upstairs. She's in Oakland, he's in San Francisco. He's been in San Francisco 40 years, loves San Francisco. She's been in Oakland for however long. Great relationship. He gets a reading. The reading says, gets hexagram 27, which is nourishment, but one of the changing lines for the nourishment, there's three changing lines that are healthy nourishment, and there's three changing lines that are unhealthy nourishment, and guess what he gets? The unhealthy nourishment. And he gets one of those lines, and it basically the line was, not only was it unhealthy nourishment, but in the, not only is this not a good short-term idea, but this may never be a good idea. And of course he's disappointed, and of course I'm kind of disappointed because I can see how happy he is with this woman. I want to see him happy, but it suggests that's not, it's not helpful. So fast forward a few months to actually just heard from him. He's been still seeing this woman, and they're, you know, they're still considering the possibility. But he says to me, oh, by the way, what also happened is I got fired from my job. And he was hired by a consulting firm to work for a client, and his consulting boss said, don't talk to the client. Just do your work for me. And he, like a good soldier wanting to accommodate this boss, said, I'll do that. Even though in his mind he knew that that's not really a good thing to do. Well, at one point the client says, what is this guy doing? And says, since I don't know what he's doing, he's fired. He got fired immediately. So what this guy says to me is, I was accommodating him. I was accommodating the guy that hired me, not the client. And it's a pattern of mine. And what I realized is that the pattern, or what it seems true, is that the pattern of accommodating is what the I Ching was pointing to. You're not, to move in with this woman is accommodating her rather than following what's right for you. Are you following this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is, this is the kind of unwinding, because I didn't really have an explanation. Now the next time we do a reading, I'll tell them about this, or we'll talk. But the I Ching can also point to patterns as things that you think you're following the, you know, your own excitement and the right thing to do, but you're actually following an older pattern that is actually debilitating to you and not serving you. It's just not going to help you in the long term. Does that make sense? So I also want to say that there's another side to this, and that is that the I Ching will often point to those things that are not healthy for us, for our souls, or for our self, or the path that we're being called to. But there's also times when we actually don't know that we're actually in a groove, and we don't even know it. There are lines in the I Ching that say, you are so in, and this is, you're so in the thing, you don't even have to throw the I Ching, you know exactly what to do here. 49, fifth changing line. And there's other ones that are related to that, where you get a message that tells you you're in, that you're aware of what's going on. And that can actually be surprising, because we don't really know. Now, if we're going to follow self, if we're going to follow an inclination to move in a direction, wouldn't we want to know when we're on, as opposed to just when we're off? Yes? Yes. Good answer. So
we said that was rhetorical.
I know. I just wanted some response. I was just, let me give you the metaphor of an example. I'm studying Aikido for the first time. I'm really green. I don't know anything about what's going on, and I am so clumsy and confused. Anybody ever do martial arts? It's just in the beginning, isn't it a mess? It's like, what do you, you know, how do you do all this stuff, and what is this kind of thing? I had no, I was so confused for months that I was like a basket case. Anyway, one day, I'm doing Aikido, and I'm working with a black belt, and the black belt falls to the ground, and I say to him, what are you doing? You're trying to be nice to me just by falling on the ground? Don't be nice. I'm trying to learn this thing. You know, be really tough. And he looks at me and he says, so you didn't do anything. You didn't think you did anything, and I went on the ground. I said, yes. He looked at me and he says, that's Aikido. That's Aikido. That's when I was so in that I threw him. I was so in the energy of the movement that I actually threw him. I didn't even have any sense for what being in was or what being out was, and I stumbled on it and didn't. And in the stumbling, I actually didn't believe him. I went home going, that couldn't be true. Anyway, it happened again months later, and then it started happening more and more regularly, and I started to feel what it was like to be in a groove versus out, versus ahead of myself, or versus over here, just thinking, things like that. And I realized that there are times when we're in a flow of Tao, in the flow of Tao, that we don't even know we're in it. So there are lines in the I Ching, there aren't that many, but there are lines in the I Ching that really focus on being so in the groove. And we want to know that too. Not for an ego's sake as much as for honoring our emerging self or soul following its way. So I've been talking a lot. Questions, comments, or and or questions, comments. Pause.
What do you do with your clients?
What?
How do you work with your clients?
We do readings. I mean, I.
You just work with the readings. That's it. You focus just on the I Ching and the readings, or?
No, I work beyond. I work the I Ching as kind of a diagnostic tool to help with where, what the situation is, and then I'll help with like making that, helping them clarify how to make that happen. Kind of coach them in that direction, and I coach them in the beginning on how to get the right question. And what you're leading to, Mary, is a really one of the things I promised was that I promised to do a reading tonight. So we could do a short reading, and it's actually about time we could. We could do a short reading for someone who has a question that they want to explore. And I'll show you, you'll get to see a mini version of how I work with clients. How about that?
Do you consider yourself a therapist? Or are you a therapist?
No.
You're not.
I'm not.
You do this from the point of view, I mean, most people would think that was a religious sort of thing you're doing.
Oh yeah, like spiritual direction?
Yeah, spiritual direction. Like a spiritual advisor? How do you see yourself in your profession?
I see myself as facilitating people coming up with their own answers and using the I Ching as a tool for that, as one of the tools for that. Because we also get into discerning how you're thinking about something and what your body's telling you about certain things. So those are, and I actually will also work with the parts that are the ego parts that are activated, so that we can kind of, if we can, set them aside so that you can get more clear about what you're asking, what you're interested in, where you want to go. It has a therapeutic effect sometimes, but I'm not trained in that. I am more of a coach, and I have a coaching and consulting background, but it is more the
okay.
Personal. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's this fly, this one fly.
All the sweetness in front of me, I just can't miss
it. Is that what it is? They like the sweetness. So I'm going to offer a reading to someone, and let me just say this about that. It's if you have a question about something that's coming up within the next month or two, that you're interested in kind of discerning an appropriate path for it. The I Ching is really specific to, it responds to very specific questions. Although you can ask, what is my Tao, and learn about the I Ching through the generic kinds of question every single day. It's used more for those who are asking specific questions, I would say. If we do the reading, you need to be willing to obviously have other people willing to hear the answer and have the conversation. So it has to be a subject that is okay with you to have in this public. The big questions are not. This isn't the place for the big questions, like what do I do with the rest of my life kind of thing. But something, but it's also not what do I have for dinner tomorrow night. You know, it's somewhere in this, like moving or taking this class or a project or working with a particular person, healing a relationship. So, having said that, is there anyone who'd be interested in getting a short reading here? don't have to. We don't have to.
I can't imagine why you don't have a bunch of hands up, because I did it last time you were here. I thought it was great fun.
I don't have a question. I'm not in a place where I have to make a decision.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I'm in a holding pattern,
right.
And I have to be in a holding pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And until something changes, you know, it's not a whole lot I can do except adjust my attitude.
Right. Okay. Right. And you can actually, in that kind of situation, you could ask about what would be the I Ching's suggestion around adjusting your attitude.
Okay.
So that's
if nobody
a kind
else wants to go, I'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Since you had your turn last time.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Is that all right? All right?
Unless somebody else has
okay.
Third or question.
So, can you say a little bit more about the holding pattern without betraying, you know?
Many years ago, 16 and a half, I married someone much older than I was because I was in absolute financial distress and I had a daughter that I had to support. And that seemed to be the only way I could do it. And I was successful at that. But it has not been happy for me for a long, 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 long time.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I can't leave because financially I have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that seems to be my future rests on my staying. And it has been difficult for me to do that. I feel like I've sold myself out. But I'm trying to get so I can be happy no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making some progress on it by just saying, well, I'm accepting what is and trying to see what's really good about it.
Okay.
And I don't know whether the I Ching could give me any other ideas
mm-hmm.
about how to cope with that and keep the stress level down, which is really only because I don't want to be there. And I know that the Buddha says dukkha comes when we desire something that we don't have. Or we desire not to have something that we do, and I'm just straight on in that. And so I'm trying to work with that,
mm-hmm.
Not desiring anything else.
Yeah.
That's what I say when I say I think I'm in a holding pattern. I don't have choices really, except to adjust my attitude
mm-hmm.
toward my situation.
Okay. Well, the I Ching may support that. With a general reading about that, but it may actually say some other things too. And that's a very good question. That's actually an excellent way to use the I Ching, to ask about how to manage or cope or deal with my current circumstances. Yeah, and you've described it sufficiently that we can ask a question, something like, how would you suggest I cope or manage or deal with this situation because you described it? Okay? What would be... Which of those verbs would work for you? How would you suggest I cope with, deal with, manage my circumstances?
Well, would it be something like, how can I help make myself happy in those circumstances? Or maybe that's too.
Yeah, that would be a little. That would be asking the I Ching a more directive question. You can ask that. It'll still respond to that. Right? It'll still
mm-hmm.
respond to that.
Well, what would you suggest? Then you get the general
well,
answer. Then when I say I don't have a question,
no,
I don't know what
no,
to
no,
ask.
That's
I don't
a,
know
that's
how
a,
to phrase it.
We could, I would ask it more, a little bit more openly. How would you suggest I handle this difficulty over the next, let's pick a time, 3 or 6 months, year. I mean, basically, the I Ching actually works better if you give it a little, if you give it a time. It can. Let's pick what works. 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year. What would you like to pick?
I have no idea. It looks like it's going on forever, so
right.
It doesn't much matter.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so
how about if we go for a year?
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
So write down that question for yourself. How would you suggest I deal with these circumstances over the next year?
Have more of a charge to it. I don't know if that fits into your.
How do I make myself happy?
Yeah. Only because it's so pointed, it actually can.
Actually, that is true.
Yeah.
And if it works better for you, Mary, if it has more of a charge, that's probably a better question. And you did bring it up, so that's a good point, John. So what was the question? What's the question you?
I know. How would you suggest I deal with my life situation, which is where I'd gotten to when he came up? So I added to make myself happy, no matter what's going on.
Okay. Okay.
That's sort of generic.
All right. So have you guys thrown the I Ching, right, or not?
Yeah.
You have. Okay. So I'm gonna. Have you thrown it with the three coins?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Since this is it, I usually do the three coins, especially with a question like this. But since I promised a short reading, this is going to give you a flavor of it, and that's by using six coins that only comes up with one changing line.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the reading a little bit simpler and more direct. All right, and especially in the beginning when you're trying to do stuff, when you get many changing lines, it can get really confusing very, very quickly because it's already challenging, right? So this only gives you one changing line in that she's going to throw these six coins in front of her and come up with and line them up in the closest to the furthest away. And one of the coins has a dot on it. That's going to be the changing line. And these are the six lines. Okay? So, you need to hold the question.
Yeah,
it's not going to work. Yeah, thank you. Good. Okay. So hold the question in your mind, and then very gently throw them almost like in a line in front of you.
From you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, very good. Okay. So we read from the bottom. It's a yin 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 yang yin yang. Okay. So.
Is this the first place or the second place or the fifth place?
That's the second.
Okay, so we're going this way.
Yes, so
okay.
It's. So it's hexagram number 35.
You know that.
Right. Well, I've been doing it a long time. It's hexagram 35 with the second changing line. So, Does anybody want to look at different translations versions of these things? If anybody wants to, do you want anything in particular?
Oh, we want you to do.
Oh, okay. All right. So I have the I Ching workbook, but I've actually added translations of favorite lines in here, and this is part of what I use from about 20 different translations. I've gleaned what I've. Oh, look at that! I turned right to the page.
Yes, I noticed that.
Wow. Okay.
That's cool.
I love that. Isn't that cool? Woo! I love that.
How
did
you do that?
Definitely not on
well
purpose.
Well done. I'm impressed.
So, hexagram 35 is actually a positive hexagram. It's the sun shining over the earth. It's and it's called progress. It's the hexagram for easy progress without a lot of effort, which is nice. That's a bit of a relief. And and we asked it over the year. You were thinking.
Okay. Again, I'm expected to that.
Mm-hmm. And the great thing about this Wing translation, the workbook, is that their paragraphs are based on different things. And the next to last paragraph is always about personal and family relationships. And the way I'm going to say some things to you, Mary, and this is how I do a reading. I tell you some things, and then I read you some pieces. This is like you're having a conversation with the sage, and I just happen to be the I might be translating some of this. But you, the person receiving it, has to listen to themselves and to listen for what rings true for them. So as I'm speaking, if something rings true, that's important to mark and note. The other thing to mark and note is if something rings definitely false, if we're really sure that that's absolutely not right, that's another thing to notice, because that may be something to look at, something that rings true. So in personal and family relationships, there is present a great opportunity for communication and mutual accord. The most rewarding aspects of family life can be seen when the members loyally support the goals of the individual, and the individual's achievements bring honor and progress to the family. There's no room for jealousy here, and it is indeed inappropriate. You and your loved ones can now present a unified force socially, bringing position and power into the relationship. So that's for the hexagram in general. Any of that speak to you in particular?
I think I understand it. I've gotten more where I'm trying to do a good job of my job.
Okay.
And I'm making a very happy camper out of the person that I'm trying to do that with.
Okay.
So there's more harmony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is reinforcing that. Now the piece that for me is most significant in readings is the changing line, because it's the most it's the kind of trim tab that can make a difference. And what we do or don't do with that. So let's look at that second changing line. So one of the translations, it's actually not in this bookstore, though you're progressing appropriately, circumstances may cause you grief. Though you're progressing appropriately, circumstances may cause you grief. Another translation, Though you may be fearful or sad, don't worry. Accept what comes from yin power. Even if it feels like constriction, it is a blessing. That's another translation that's not in the store. And here's the third translation that's not in the store. I'm sorry, I hit the jackpot, didn't I? We can look at some of the translations also that are here.
Yeah.
We'll look at Carol Anthony. Though times may be hard, keep working. So soon someone who understands your predicament gives you help because the work is worthwhile. The help has no ulterior motive.
That's very nice.
So this is like, take a breath, keep doing the yin receiving and accepting and being, you know, giving harmoniously, because there will be a time when this breaks through. And this one translation suggests that you'll get help, and maybe from another person or another place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it can be a very, very lonely way. Which book was the one that?
What?
Is this the one you were talking about? Okay, you talked before about that, and I bought that one. And
uh-huh.
when I threw in Yiching, normally I work with the Wilhelm one.
Okay.
And you know, it's very Chinese and all that. And I said, all right. And then I looked at what she said, and it was so right on. And it was a really big help, and I've always wanted to thank you.
Oh.
So, because she speaks more to our current type,
yes,
of thinking in our society.
She does, and she actually lives in Massachusetts. I was going to go to one of her workshops, but I was there. I left too early.
So anyway, I recommend that particular.
This is a great translation. Jim recommends it pretty regularly.
Highly.
Yeah, I use it a lot too. And let's see what she has to say. And she only says one paragraph here on the second changing line. Progressing but in sorrow. It is better to endure suffering and loneliness than to be in someone's company, if it means we compromise our principles, or if the time has not yet been fulfilled. Only when the fundamentals of human unity are correct can we find happiness. If others do not follow our way, we should allow them to go their way without trying to influence them. To accept humbly going on alone brings happiness because it is the correct thing to do.
Say that's right on. That's very accurate. Thank you.
So what is this telling you? What does this one say to you? What is it?
I'm doing what I have to do, and I'm doing the right thing, I think,
mm-hmm,
which is to carry on, keep on keeping on. So I did like the one that says, help my come on the way, that would be nice. But in general, we help ourselves with our understanding, and it's a great opportunity to learn and apply spiritual ideas.
Yes.
And I think she sort of says that,
yeah,
you know, some of these said that, where you are is an opportunity to learn and be strong.
Right. Yeah, this reinforces the Buddhist thing. Would you? Do you have any? Guys, have any? Anybody else have comments about this? Yeah.
I feel that the I Ching is it's maybe it started out in a more kind of a shamanistic or state control divination system, but I think it's become deeply Confucian, and there's nothing wrong with that, because Confucianism is based on the Tao, and a lot of what the I Ching says is the same thing, just said in different ways, and it's always, in a way, it's always saying the same thing, which is look within yourself and understand that life is a matter of perception, and it's always asking you to consider your own perception and how your perception is affecting your situation, and that's
right.
A very
right.
Taoist and a very Confucian.
Right.
And there's always this idea that virtue is never going to harm you. matter what the situation is, if it's something good or if it's bad, if you follow the Confucian virtues, you will always you'll always either find a way out or you will always be successful in one way or another.
Uh-huh.
Even if it means your own physical death, it doesn't matter, because if you meet a death from the Confucian point of view and you maintain that understanding, that's a triumph, actually. That's considered a triumph from the point of view of the I Ching or from Chinese philosophy in general. So,
right.
So that's kind of
right.
That's what I see is behind a lot of it.
Yeah. That I tend to agree with you, John, and this is where, you know, the daily practice or the weekly practice, Randall, would actually imbues us more with the virtues of Confucianism. And although there are some Taoist texts that are a little bit different, or Taoist perceptions that are a little bit you know, there's sometimes variations on a theme. But one of the things, though, I being a practically minded person, I'm also interested in the practical application of something. And while I can understand the Confucian principles, there may be times when the obstacle, for instance, there are times when the obstacle, most of the time in the I Ching, the obstacle being faced is not to be addressed directly. You let the water flow around the rock. You don't deal with the rock directly. But there's one case, actually you can argue a couple more, but there's at least one case where when you get this changing line, it says address the obstacle directly. And they can both be behaviors inside the virtues of Confucianism, but they're different behaviors. Like letting it be, like you got much more of a yin power orientation. If you got 39 and the second, which is the hexagram for obstacles, and the second changing line, it would say, deal with it directly. Mm-hmm. Talk to this, you know, mm-hmm. in this case, probably talk to this person and see if you can iron things out. So that's part of how I like to, how I end up playing with it.
When it says the yin, how do you, what's your feeling about what that means?
Well, yin power is
acceptance.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically what you're, the way that you've been playing it,
mm-hmm.
is trying to accept it and bring goodwill to the circumstances, even though it doesn't feel good for you.
I have to say I like the piece though where the door opened and somebody came in to help, and you lit right up and it came in. And it doesn't necessarily have to be another person, it can be part of yourself
that's
right. Walking in that you haven't considered.
Thank you. Thank you.
And right. And because as soon as he said that and read that, you lightened right up. So I'm thinking that answer is right there.
Right. Right.
We'll just see. And it's coming in.
We'll see. We've got
right.
a year.
Hmm? Yeah.
We'll see.
Right. And I agree that there's this it could be an aspect of self that actually has been hidden behind.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the
like
things
some
that
fresh air. I mean,
right.
I can feel it open even when you read that.
Yeah.
Circle.
And I don't know, did you hear what Carol Anthony said too? She also says something about honoring, there's a little bit of like an honoring what's going on with you and not compromising. When you go home, read 35.2 again so that you have that here. So there's, it could be that there's some receiving of another part of you that comes in and says, you know, these things are working. Yeah, these things are working, and I appreciate it, but these things, we need to have more conversation because I'm giving too much of myself up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's self. It's not a ego thing. It's a self thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a self-sacrifice. Does that, you hear what I'm saying there? It's not a, what does she say? Only when the fundamentals of human unity are correct can we find happiness. If others do not follow our way, we should allow them to go their way without trying to influence them. So there's this also, you know, that from the yin power, maybe this
mm-hmm.
door opens and there's this part that comes out and says something.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons I feel it's like, it understands just the idea that there's something that works through the I Ching or the tarot or the runes or whatever you look at, and it speaks to wherever you are. It's like, there's something larger than I that seems to know what's going on, and considering it's beneficent, then it's, I'm going to get through it. And I'm going to grow because of it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. Thank you.
And thank you.
I like the answer.
Thank you.
I have never understood why it works, especially because it comes out of the Chinese tradition, and we in the West are not Chinese at all. But it has an uncanny ability to speak to us, even though
it does.
And then it's amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've come to trust it myself. I've also had the chance to work against what the I Ching said and gotten to see the effect of not doing what it said. And it's part of me would object to what it says, or would just slough it off and forget all about that what I read. And then later I'd come back and I'd see the reading and see the circumstance and realize that what I did was a colossal waste of time. That if I had honored the I Ching, I wouldn't necessarily have had to waste all that time. So other questions or comments? Let me just, any other questions or comments people want to make? I want to see if there's any also last thing that I haven't said that I would like to say.
Well, I think any of the, like the tarot or the I Ching, there's like a stream of consciousness and understanding, and that any of those kind of divination kind of things dip into that stream.
Yeah.
No matter what
right.
they are, it just
right.
dips. If you're open
mm-hmm.
and want to access it, you can just kind of dip into that stream, and it just is flowing all the time.
Right.
Yeah. And the different portals
mm-hmm.
to go
right.
to the same place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Which
yeah.
is fun to go swimming in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
And to trust the movement of the stream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is the hard part. That's
right. Right. There's a lot of go with the flow, don't do anything in the I Ching that my ambitious yang aspect that doesn't really want to do that.
Yeah, this culture, this time
and this culture,
isn't,
right.
isn't really about, you know, just kind of letting things go. And, you know, it's like you either got to do something, you have to manipulate something, or, you know.
Right.
And you're not really.
Right.
You know,
it's a very Western way.
Right.
Very young.
Right.
Civilization.
Right. Right. Yeah. So, let me say a couple things in closing. If you're interested in follow-up study with the I Ching, I am going to be, I have planned two more evenings couple blocks from here.
A day of the week.
two Thursdays, the next two, not October 30th, which is 2 weeks from tonight, and November 13th. And if you are interested in that and available, leave me your name and email here, okay? Also, if you're interested in a reading or consulting around a reading that you have, I have cards, so you can take a card and you know, you have my information. Since there's so few of you,
yeah.
I can leave out. You have my information too.
Yeah. I'd just like to give a testimonial. I've gone to Charles for reading, and I found it very rewarding and very very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So
more than even working with it yourself.
Yes.
You should quit.
Yes, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Tell me about the picture on your card.
It's from a Greek island. I don't know. You know, in
the
Greece.
The lighthouse?
Actually, yeah. You know, I don't, I only chose it symbolically. I don't know the actual
details. Something must have prompted you to.
Well, there did, yeah, in that, in I was in Greece, and in Greece, whenever something happens, that they pray for a miracle, and when a miracle happens, they all build the smaller building. They build these small structures to honor God.
Mm-hmm.
It's Greek Orthodox mostly. And they're dotted all over islands and all over Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just beautiful. And they're very tiny. You can fit maybe five people in them sometimes. They're sometimes really small, but anybody can go in at any time. Just beautiful way of just honoring the moment by you're passing along the road, you can walk in. And then
like a roadside shrine?
Yeah, it's like a shrine.
In Europe, it would have a crucifix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the lighthouse, I see that as more the I Ching being a guide.
Yeah, I was thinking.
That's how I see that.
Shining away. Telling you where to go and where not to go, too. The lighthouse is warning you from.
Right.
So you don't run aground.
Right. Yeah. So.
How much do you charge? How much do you charge for consultation?
I'm $95 an hour. But you can do shorter readings for shorter periods of time. And actually, if you want to do a phone reading, we can negotiate that. Or you could do, you could actually have thrown it yourself and talk to me about it, which people do call me up for that. And then we can just arrange a consulting fee for that. Or maybe if it's really short, that's, you know, free.
So you're here, right? You're from Sebastopol?
Yeah. Well, I'm, yeah.
Because it's not on here. You're just a phone number, so. And it's
right.
And
no, I'm actually
in
Bodega.
Yahoo.
I'm in Bodega Bay right now.
Oh, in Bodega.
He's actually everywhere.
I'm everywhere at the same time. So.
Bodega. But, yeah, I mean, but right. Close enough that if one wanted to see you, it would feel like
yeah.
Drive.
And I have a place I can rent for consultations. A woman's consulting practice. She will rent out her space for an hour or two at a time, and that's just on the other side of town. So I have that too. So that concludes our bus tour. And you remember, you got an A, B, C, or D ticket. So we did the content part on the I Ching. Now I want to just take a minute to ask you to, we're almost done, take a minute, to consider which ticket you chose and how you fulfilled that ticket, or did the ticket change. Is there any comments on the ticket you chose, A, B, C, or D, and how you ended up being here?
I had the B ticket.
Uh-huh. And you felt?
I felt
belonging.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have the E ticket, but it turned out to be the same as an A ticket.
So you didn't come with expectations or any real focus?
No, for the fun of it.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else want to comment on there?
I think I lost my ticket.
That's very cute.
I really wanted to hear what you had to say about the I Ching and to know more about the I Ching. That's why I said the D, but the A also. And I think it was kind of an adventure because you were
right.
You did it for me.
Right, and you had
so
to be open to this.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, I want to appreciate your openness to it, and I didn't say it at the beginning, but I have given readings. Almost every one of the talks I've done, I've given a reading. And there have been times when people come up with a question, and it's really clear that they want a particular answer. And I remember one time this person came up. Do you remember? I think she was writing a book, and she wanted a real affirmation of writing the book. And I Ching basically said, "It's what? What is it?
Slow down.
Slow down and actually reconsider." He might even have said. It didn't go as far as to say this isn't for you, but it was pretty close. She sat down, and I've never seen her again. And I think it really upset her. So to go to the I Ching, to ask the I Ching question, requires an openness. And I haven't always been open either to receiving the answer. And it's not going to pull punches. It's going to tell you what it thinks.
You kind of have to brave up.
I know, you do. You have to brave up because it's not personal. It's going to tell you some things in not so...
You get to know when it says it.
Oh, yeah. I've had it say things that I didn't like at all, and I've had it's right on. It's like, you know, your thinking is just plain wrong in this space, you know, and I look at it and say, well, that was really true.
Yeah.
You know, I was off. I wasn't going in the right direction.
Right.
And it would say that.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely not for the faint of heart. And so I appreciate you being open. And I appreciate your attentiveness, and I will be complete.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming tonight. Don't forget to check out these awesome books here. And we will look forward to more Charles in future. And I have failed to put it out, but I will now do the job of putting out our donation bowl to
bring out the rabbit.
Encourage you
rabbit
to support this series of events, as well as our speaker to support his work. And finally, thank you all for coming tonight.
Can I ask you about the red book that you said you recommend for